Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA. Happy Monday, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Girlfriend Network right here on the Love Zone USA. It's going to be a great, great show tonight and a great way to start off your week. I am your host, Karishma Thomas, on air tonight. It's going to be a bit of a different show. My lovely ladies, Dakota and Tahira, are not on tonight, but so we're sending our love to them. Hopefully they'll be reaching out soon. They'll be back with us next week. But we do have an amazing guest. We are going to be talking about all things love, obviously, as we are on the Love Zone USA with True Capra. He will be joining us later in the show. He is honestly amazing. He is a life coach, entrepreneur, writer, actor, martial artist. I mean, everything you can name it. We're going to really dig deep in tonight, get everyone on a happy mood, talk about everything spiritual. I think it's a great way to kind of start your week. That's what I love about Mondays. So if anyone is, you know, feeling a little off, needs a little reset button, I mean, we're in March, we're getting through this year. Make sure you are following us on Instagram and Facebook at the Love Zone USA and on Facebook at the Girlfriend Network. And just feel free to reach out if you have any questions, give us a call on air. It's going to be really great. I really want everyone out there to just kind of know that they are, you know, loved by us. We're sending so many good vibes and just so many exciting things that we really want to be connected with the audience. And I think it's going to be great that we're going to kind of dig into like some fun spiritual topics today, talking about family and life and just really all the great things that we can be grateful for and kind of digging into a deeper sense of self. So I really have, you know, personally, these past few weeks, sometimes like things can just get really hard and you think about it and you can kind of get into a lull. And I, being in a city like New York, things you can feel get like lost in the motion. And I don't know if I'm sure a lot of us do, because that is what happens. We get caught up in your job or, you know, a relationship, and sometimes you feel like you lose that sense of self. And what's really great, I'm excited about having True here, is being a life coach, and he's kind of done all this really great work about like elevating others and kind of helping transform people's lives. And I think it's going to be really great. He's going to give us some helpful tips tonight about things that we can do just to kind of work on ourselves. I mean, it's, you know, every year you start off the year with saying like new year, new you. And I think it's just day by day, constantly trying to better ourselves and be the best that we can be so we can also impact others' lives. And personally speaking, I'm a big fan of working with coaches, and I have had some really great experiences recently that have just kind of, I worked with a branding coach and just kind of things to like help you elevate your game. And I think that's what we're really going to get into tonight. I'm really excited. Again, like I said, please, you know, if you have any questions or you just want to reach out to us, make sure, you know, Nicole Martin is on Facebook, Tahira is on Facebook and Instagram, and I am also on Facebook and Instagram at Karishma Thomas. So you can just reach out to us, let us know what you want us to talk about, any questions that you may have tonight. Make sure to give us a call and call in as well. And again, like I said, reach out to the Love Zone USA on Facebook and Instagram, because it's going to be a great show tonight. I'm really excited to do these things with you, and I just actually want to kind of start off this week also saying how grateful I am for all of you listeners out there for supporting us and just kind of being amazing. Also, side note, please, everyone, you know, the Oscars happened yesterday, and it's something that we always talk about. It's popular culture here on the Love Zone. So make sure you and, you know, post up Instagram and tag us about show, like, the best outfits that you liked, if everyone was really happy with all the award winners. I personally did not see Shape of Water, and now I feel like I have to watch it. We're going to be on soon, so we're going to go into our first song, which is one of my favorites because I absolutely love Bruno Mars and I love Cardi B. We're going to go into Finesse, and when we come back, True will be joining us.
Drop top Porsche, Rory on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Boss up and I change the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Huh. Work from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno Sands, tell me while I do my money dance like.
Happening, what you keep my friend, my friend,
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. Again, happy Monday, guys. I have such good energy. I'm really, really excited about this show, and I'm really excited about our guest. True, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Peace, everyone.
Hi, welcome to the Girlfriend Network. Thank you so much for taking time out to be on air with us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I'm so excited about this. I've been setting up on you and everything you've done. Like, I constantly have a smile on my face. It's just so cool, so amazing. So I want you to kind of let the audiences know a bit more about you. So if you just want to go into some details, and then we'll just start chatting away today.
Okay. Where should I start? I mean, I'm a life coach, author, activist in the community. Where else do you want me to add? I'm an X-ray technologist by trade. I'm also an entrepreneur. You know, I'm into the real estate business. But my passion and what I would say is my main focus, what I believe I am destined to be on this planet. My purpose is to empower others to be their higher selves. And, of course, that includes myself.
I love that. I think that is such a great thing when you know why you're on the planet. And I was literally, it's so crazy. I'm so excited. I was just in, I was at church yesterday, and they were talking about what God's plan is. And it was literally for every single person, all God wants for you to do is to be a blessing unto others. And in that way, you're meeting other people that are being blessings to you. And it's about putting that out there and trying to help one another, especially in this world we live in. So how did you kind of get to this realization? Because it's a long journey sometimes for people to really understand their purpose and how to go about empowering themselves and others.
That's a great question. You know, I have to admit that I did not discover it on my own. You know, when I share this story, I always tell people how I admire those people who came into this planet and immediately know why they're here. I mean, at 3 years old, they know why they're here. As a matter of fact, I interviewed someone for my YouTube channel, True Speaks Power, and the brother's son is an actor. And he shared with me that his son knew at 3 years, his son told him, as a matter of fact, at 3 years old, I want to be on TV. So as far as I'm concerned, that's not my story. I am blessed to have some people in my life who really support me and who really look out for my best interests. So what I did is I started to pay attention to the signs. Mm-hmm. And part of those signs were what people were expressing to me. You know, things that that come natural to me. So I started to really pay attention to those things and then started to finally just get out of my own way and just started to make it happen. And the feeling that I started to receive as I started to live my purpose let me know that, you know what, I'm on the right path. So it actually came through others being authentic with me and sharing with me how they view me. Is how I came to the realization of what my purpose is. And then
that's
I realized
amazing.
Actually that I've always been doing it. I just wasn't aware of it because I was just being myself.
Right, and I think that's amazing because it's like that's why certain people are put into your lives and you have these interactions with one another. And sometimes things that you don't realize, like you said, you were just being yourself and you didn't realize like the impact that it's having on other people, and then they're able to see it, sense it, and, you know, they want to go in from there. And I was, you know, reading about you, and you really kind of love to have a focus on the youth, which I think is so important because sometimes the youth today can feel so kind of forgotten and they don't feel special because, you know, we put importance on, you know, how many followers you have or how you look like you're living your best life on Instagram, but that's not necessarily what is truly going on in that person's life. And I feel like the youth really need that kind of mentorship and direction. And I think now everyone kind of is growing up so fast in this generation. You know, you're exposed to a lot of things at a younger age, and you miss that childhood growing into adult, and you still need someone to kind of guide you through it. So what has your experience been like working with the youth and kind of empowering them? How is it different from when you're, you know, doing life coaching with, you know, grown adults? Or is it different?
There's definitely a difference. You know, the reason why I started to really work with the youth is because of my own experience being a troubled youth growing up in Patterson, getting in trouble, stealing cars, selling drugs. And, you know, that's my way of sort of giving back to the community, per se, and also recognizing that a lot of the issues that I experienced as an adult actually stem from not having a positive male role model, not having a father in my life, not having, you know, systems and institutions in place to actually teach me how to be a man, and sort of just being out here in the world just guessing and assuming. You understand what I'm saying? And so
right.
I think that's the cycle, the vicious cycle that causes, you know, the people from the community where I come from to continue staying in that negative space. So that's where that comes from. And I would say the difference between working with adults and the youth is, of course, the approach. You know, when you're working with the youth, mm-hmm. you have to find a way to relate the information that it synchronizes with who they are or what they value. Now, with mm-hmm. adults, because adults have the experiences of failures and everything else, they know what they need. The youth, they really don't know what they need. I mean, some adults don't know what they need either, but I feel like the youth, they don't see the need for it. So you have to package it in a way that is attractive and also entices them to see the value in it. So you really have to get down and dirty with the youth. And they have to know, like with adults, it's sort of just, you know, not just business, but the youth, they have to feel that you really care.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
so I would say that relatedness is very important when you're working with the youth.
Yeah, no, definitely. I absolutely agree. I think the youth really needs that support. And it's easy. I feel like nowadays, you know, the youth is so smart, you know, from younger kids to teenagers. Everyone is so intelligent and so perceptive. So if you're trying to kind of fake that you care, they can see right through it, and it's not
absolutely
going to be responsive, you know. So I absolutely love it. I can't wait to talk more about this. We're going to go into our next song, which is Love on Top by Beyonce, and when we come back, we're going to chat more about this.
Sounds good.
Can't you see the glow on the window pane? just how I like it, babe. We can turn off the lights, you. Gonna give all of me to you.
So you know you tuned in to Mike T here on the LovesOnUSA.com. It's where he educates, elevates, and entertains. So check him out each and every Thursday here on the LovesOnUSA.com between 8 and 10. Mike T, Love Zone.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA. We are talking all things spiritual, uplifting, inspirational. We're talking about everything today. We have a wonderful guest on. True, are you back on air with us?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Wonderful. So I want you to talk more about your YouTube channel, Food for Thought. I was, you know, watching some videos, and it's really amazing content. So all our listeners, if you want to check out True's YouTube channel, there's some really great stuff on there, and follow him on Instagram, which is if you want to give them all your Instagram and handles and stuff like that, and then talk about the inspiration for your YouTube channel, because it's, I was watching some of the videos and I absolutely loved it.
Oh, I think I lost you. You said you were watching.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was watching some of the channels.
Yeah, I was watching the videos and I absolutely loved it. And I think the audiences would really, you know, just gain like good insight from the content that you've created. So if you just want to tell them where to find it and kind of how you started bringing up your channel.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. So if you go to YouTube and go to search, you can just put in True Speaks Power and I'll come up. Also, my name, True Kepra, that's TrueKhepra, but True Speaks Power. And my Instagram, IG, is True Speaks Power, same thing. So what gave birth to the YouTube channel was more or less my contribution, you know, something that should have been done, just being honest with you, should have been done years ago. Many people during my journey suggested it. And as I mentioned earlier, I had to get out of my own way. So I finally decided to get out of my own way, make it happen. And it's just my contribution shed light. You know, I feel like when you have a purpose and you don't use it, that's disrespecting your ancestors, that's disrespecting the creator. So just to make sure that I'm staying active and just contribute, you know, and just put that information out there. The purpose of the channel is just inspire people to be their higher selves. You know, death, as I like to say, death to me, to being mediocre.
No, that's great. That's great. That's a good hashtag right there. Death to being mediocre. I love it. You know, when you're creating this content, I think a lot of times what happens is everyone loves the idea of being able to be that higher self, you know, but it is, it takes a lot because you have to change mentally to decide that, okay, you know, I'm here for a reason. And I think the sad thing is a lot of people feel like they're just here to be here. They don't think that they're here for a reason. So what would you say to, like, maybe some listeners out there who may just be like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't think I really am making a contribution to the world. I'm just kind of living to live.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, that our purpose, and I don't want to sound corny, but we're not destined just to make a living. You know, we're destined to make a difference in some type of way. Everybody has something inside of them, you know what I'm saying, that is meant to make a difference. You know, so if you do a self-reflection, which I feel like many of us don't do, and I totally get it. I'm in this world just like everybody else. We're busy. We're distracted. You know, especially if you're a single mom like my mother was, who has time to really sit down, you know, and reflect on their life and reflect on their purpose? It's something that's difficult. But I personally, you know, it's a personal journey. So for me, I felt it inside of me that I can do more, that I can contribute more besides just making a living. You know, I have a career. I make great money. And I actually like my job. But there was a point in time in my life where I just felt like, this isn't life. Like, there was more to life, you know? So, you know, how can I say this? Everybody has a purpose, yes, but you have to feel it inside of yourself. And if you are if you're a listener right now and you feel it, you hear it, you hear that voice inside of your mind, you hear your heart talking to you, then you have to make time to self-reflect. And if you don't believe in yourself, just ask others. You know, I literally did this. So if I can just go down memory lane for a second. I used to live in California, and I used to live with a wonderful woman. She was my stepmother. Her name was Lupe. And during the time when I was in an inquiry of what my purpose was, now, mind you, I was in seventh grade when I was living with Lupe. When I was an adult, you know, in my 30s, I called her and I asked her this question. I said, you know, Lupe, if you would imagine me being anything, what would it be based on your experience with me when I was a child? And she said, you know, I always thought you would be a preacher. Now, I'm not a preacher, but I'm a speaker. You understand what I'm saying? So you see how... The two paths are sort of parallel, you know, not to compare myself to a preacher or anything like that, but you get what I'm saying?
So, yeah, you're
you know, you
to
just got you got to go digging, right? You know, so if you don't have it within you, if you feel like you don't have all the answers are within you, but if you feel like you're having trouble, you know, discovering those answers, then ask people that you love, ask people that knew you, people who you trust. And I guarantee you'll start getting pointed towards that direction. But it all starts with a burning desire inside of yourself to want to contribute, to want to do something. That's where it all starts, within self.
So, no, I completely agree. And I think that, you know, dreams are put in you for a reason. And I think the sad thing is sometimes we suppress the dreams or suppress the thoughts out of fear. So, you know, if, you know, this is going to be like a real spot coaching session for our listeners out there. So I think a lot of times, because I see it happen to even me on like a every now and then where I'm just like, wait, am I supposed to do this? Like, and you start to have this self-doubt, even though you know it's what you're supposed to do. And it's almost like when you're uncomfortable, I've learned that every time I feel uncomfortable, you know, in terms of like my career or what I'm supposed to do, and I feel that fear, it just makes me realize that that's even more what I'm supposed to do. It gives me that confirmation, like, nope, I'm meant to do this. I am meant to put this content out here. I'm meant to, you know, help this person or speak some kind of, you know, truth to somebody. I understand that it's a part of it. So, you know, when I'm sure, especially, you know, being a life coach, you get a lot of people where you have to break those barriers to get there. So are there any like good self-reflecting tips that you could give to our audiences if they don't necessarily have someone they can, you know, go to, or they're trying to break out of this fear and they want to do something different? Is there anything that they could do at home, you know, that would help them kind of understand what their purpose is, get a deeper sense of self?
Yeah, I would say as simple as this sounds, get a piece of paper and a pen, and really write down what puts you at a high vibration if you had no concerns. So that's something else that I did also. You know, because, like, for example, I spoke at an event, I think it was 2 weeks ago. And when I got off that stage, words can't describe the feeling that I had. I mean, I really don't have the words for you. All I can tell you is the high vibration. You feel alive. You feel the high energy. So what I would say is for the listeners who are listening to really, you know, go back, because those moments are there. We all had just write down whatever it is that puts you in that zone or puts you in that space, and then start to see what are the, you know, what's similar. And, for example, for me, right, I love to read. I mean, reading is one of the things that no matter how tired I am, no matter what's going on, I always make time to read. I love reading. I mean, my eyes could be damn near closing, and I'll actually force myself to try to shove some more words down my brain, right? So I wrote that down, reading. Okay, what's another thing that puts me in a high vibration? Talking about what I read. You know, so you see the parallel in those two things?
Yeah.
So that's what I suggest to the listeners. If, you know, if you don't have people in your life that you trust or you think will give you an authentic answer or something of worth value, I would say to just, you know, just sit down. You got to make time to think. You have to make time to think and just write down the things that, you know, and it's not always, see, we're living in an era right now where we're so focused on the materialistic things. And listen, I love money. I like to make money. I love nice things, no doubt. But don't think about that part. You know what I'm saying? Just think about whatever puts you in a high vibration and do that. It's not about the money, man. Definitely not about the money. And I'm not rich, right? So maybe people may not listen to me saying that because I'm not rich yet. However, there's plenty of wealthy people, plenty of rich people that'll tell you it's not about the money. I rub shoulders with those people. As a matter of fact, you find YouTube videos with those people saying that too. And I mean, we see, right, rich people taking drugs, killing themselves. So we know it's not money. It's really about the state, the physiology, the high vibration that we put ourselves in. So, yeah, you know, just write down what puts you in a high vibration.
That's great. No, that's wonderful. I think that's something that everyone can do at home, and especially if, you know, they don't know how to go about it. Because, you know, for some people, I mean, I've been really blessed that I've been exposed to, you know, kind of life coaches and different stuff like that growing up. And some people are not really informed about that world because it is something different, or they don't know, you know, which books to read that would help them in that way. And so it's nice to just be like, you know, all you need is yourself, a pen and paper, and you can dig deeper into yourself. And it's all about really knowing who you are deep inside and what you truly want to do. We're going to go into our next song, which is Love Never Felt So Good by Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake, and then we'll be right back with some more truth from True.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Charlie Wilson, and you're listening to
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. It's me, Karishma, on air right here on the Love Zone USA. We have True, our wonderful guest tonight, who has been just dropping knowledge that is inspiring so many listeners' lives right now. I absolutely love it. True, I really everything about like the things you've been saying and the stuff I've been reading up on you and your videos have just been all so amazing to me, and I'm so grateful to have you here with us tonight. So we were talking about, you know, really kind of getting into spending time with self and reflecting on what your purpose is, but I also noticed that you have a very strict diet as well. So it's not just about what you feed yourself spiritually and mentally, it also makes a difference about the things that you put into your body physically.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so how long have you been doing the kind of plant-based diet? Is it very elaborate? Is like, what was the reason for this kind of change in your lifestyle?
Yeah, so I've been 100% plant-based since 2006.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was a transition. My journey started around 1996. I stopped eating pork. And then shortly after that, I cut out the red meat around 2000. And so first it was, you know, cultural reasons. Where I stopped eating pork. I learned about the effects of pork and how poisonous the animal was. And then I started to really study the effects of food. You know, when I learned about pork, that and the fact that foods actually have an effect on how we think and how our body responds, I started to then go into a study on food and its effects. And that's how I started to really, you know, start to make a transformation when it comes to diet. You know, also, my mother, unfortunately, you know, watching her taking pills, you know, due to her high blood pressure, I decided at a very early age, as a teenager, as a matter of fact, that I didn't want to be like that. And so I would ask her questions like, why do you take those pills? And, you know, she would say, because of my blood pressure. And I'll say, oh, okay. And then I would study, well, what causes high blood pressure? And then I discovered that red meat causes high blood pressure. So, you know, it's all for me. It's all based on just what's best for the body. But it wasn't an overnight thing. It wasn't a perfect journey. At one time, I was borderline alcoholic. You know, I was smoking. You know, I was addicted to weed. I was, you know, smoking cigarettes, you know, black and miles, all of that stuff. So it's been a journey for me. It's been a journey for me. And to this day, when people tell me, you know, they're going plant-based, you know, cold turkey, you know, I say, okay, that's great. But I actually don't suggest it. The way I did it was through a process. You know, I took my time with it. And I see the benefits, you know, of taking your time and going through the process.
Do you feel like there was a big difference in your clarity mentally as you were changing your diet? Like, since it is a transformation and it's a process, did you kind of sense it with each step that you were getting kind of closer to this clean eating, that you were changing, like, mentally your thoughts, your clarity, kind of like the way you were feeling about yourself?
Not in the beginning. In the beginning, it was all physical. I felt the effects and the benefits physically, but not necessarily my thinking. It wasn't until I started to let go of some of those other toxins, you know, drinking and getting proper rest and all, and, you know, I started to get into health and fitness as well as a plant-based diet, you know, that I started to see the benefits not only physically but also in my thinking. So yeah, like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that for me. In my journey, it was a combination of things that affected my thinking, not just the eating. You know, I started to run. I started to meditate. I did all of those things, you know, as a bundle. It was a package for me.
Yeah, it's a growing process as you're, like, changing and you're bringing these kind of new practices into your life.
Right.
It all affects one another. When you
are,
you know, kind of, like, coaching someone, do you get involved in the diet aspect of as well? Like, do you get into kind of all the habits?
No, I don't. The only time that I discuss diet is when I'm working with a parent and they have maybe like a overactive child or a child that is having trouble with their attention or focus. That's the only time that I bring up diet. But if I'm dealing with an adult, I meet them wherever they are and whatever they're striving for. So, but a lot of times, you know, we do end up talking about, you know, health and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just an overall kind of wellness situation, and you tend to feel better. I always feel, you know, like sometimes I will do like a fast or something if I feel like I need to connect to God and I really need to hear what he's trying to tell me, and I block out, you know, just vegging out and binging on TV where it's just mindless. I'm not really able to connect, and I'll kind of go on a fast and maybe only drink water for the day just to kind of help me get to that mental level. So I think everyone has kind of different ways that they're able to connect and get that clarity back. What I actually thought was really great is you're getting certified as an NLP practitioner in April. Is that is that still happening? That's amazing.
Yes. Thank you.
That is awesome.
I appreciate that, yes.
Will you tell our listeners a little bit more about NLP? I'm obsessed with it, but if you could just go into some detail and kind of what it entails.
You know, to keep it simple, not to use like these complicated jargons, NLP is basically how the brain works and how it influences our behavior and our results in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so what NLP is about is learning the language of the brain. So, for example, right, if you take the map of the continent of Africa, right, you take a map, right? The map itself is not the continent of Africa. It's just a map. It's a model of Africa, you know, the continent, right? The mother continent where civilization started. Now, what NLP is taking the individual, which is a map, and discovering what is the continent inside of them. Because if you pay attention to things people say, they'll tell you about how their brain works and how internally how they are hardwired and how they feel and what and how they view life. You know, so that's basically what NLP is about. It's about discovering the language of the brain and the program that's running it, because we all have programs, you know, that run our brains based on our experiences, our genetics and what have you, and just finding a way that we can use that to get the best results in life. So if I hear you, right, if you and I are having a discussion and I hear you say something like, you know, I just feel like life isn't working for me these days, or I'm having a hard time connecting with people. So paying attention to the words that you're using, which is the map of the continent inside of you, just to go back to that, what I was saying before, I know that you're the type of person who views the world from a kinesthetic, from a feeling perspective. So I would use those type of words to convey the message to you, you know, to get the best results in your life. So that's basically what it is. It's figuring out the language of the brain, the nervous system, and how everything works to get the best results.
Yeah, I know. It's so interesting. I love NLP. I have an aunt who's kind of, you know, been involved in it and, you know, has gone to an NLP practitioner before, and it's just been really great. I think the results have been amazing. You know, again, True, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. We've kind of like talked about such a variety of things, and I absolutely love it. I'm so, you know, I really hope that we were able to even just help one listener out there, or just make someone, you know, inspired and just have a good start to their week. If you could just tell the listeners again where they can find you, if they need their daily dose, they get to Wednesday and they don't know how they're going to make it to the end of the week and they just need some inspiration, all the places where they can find you, and if they need to connect, if they want to, you know, get in touch with you for some coaching sessions or anything like that, if you could just share all your links to our listeners.
Thank you so much. You know, first and foremost, just thank you for having me. I'm honored. I really, really, really appreciate the time that you shared with me in this moment of time, and I also hope that the listeners, you know, found something of value that would empower them to live their higher selves. And as far as the YouTube channel, so the YouTube channel is True Speaks Power, and the Instagram, again, the IG is True Speaks Power. So you can, you know, hit me on Instagram, leave me a message, or you can email me, truespeakspower@gmail.com. So just remember that, True Speaks Power.
Perfect. And I think they'll remember that because you have been speaking power for this past hour, and it's been amazing. So, again, thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful for you. I hope to have you on this show soon because I think you'll really love our other lovely ladies that are on the show, Nikone and Tahira, when they'll be back soon. So hopefully we can have a reunion. But thank you so much, again, for being here. And I want to thank all the listeners tonight. It was wonderful. Make sure to keep tuning into the Girlfriend Network on Monday nights at 9:30 right here on the Love Zone USA. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Appreciate you. Remember to keep growing and glowing. Peace.
I just don't know who you are. Turn the music.